Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thrilled to have our next guest with us. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You want to know basically anything about anything when it comes to sports in Northeast Ohio or the state of Ohio? Doug LeMaurice from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com is your guy. Hello, Doug.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Of course, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a little news conference with Gene Smith and Christina Johnson, the Ohio State president, this morning. So interesting times.
And what are they saying about now being a coast-to-coast athletic conference? Part of it, a key part of it.
Yeah, a little bit, basically too good to pass up. You know, it's one of those things. They start having discussions about what good engineering programs UCLA and USC have. And at some point it's like, okay, this is not about engineering programs. So it's football and it's money. And I think the idea that they were pushing, and I buy, is that this is a move of strength from the Big Ten. It's not a move of desperation. Gene Smith said, we're solid, we're strong, we would have been fine staying as the Big Ten, but these two schools fit, not geographically, but I think we have to remove geography from our heads when we think about this stuff. And like in every other way, they just thought it was the right move. And yeah, USC and UCLA athletes have a long way to travel for all their road games, but for Ohio State, they just think, I think it was too good to pass up.
So Doug, this basically makes it that now we have two super conferences, would be the way to put it, with the SEC taking in Texas and Oklahoma, and now USC and UCLA finding their way into the Big Ten in 2024. Is this good for college football?
Oh, I think we're probably past, is it good?
Okay.
Right?
Good point.
Like, it is our, you know, a lot of things in college football you would ask, is it good? And the answer, at the very least, is I'm not sure, and it might be no, but it's about money. And so I don't think it's the ruination of college football. And a lot of things in our society have become nationalized. There was a time when everything was local, and then, you know, that's what mattered most. In a lot of ways now, you know, we're a chain restaurant society. We're a national political society. And so if college football is more national, it was as regional a sport as you would find. And there are still great parts about that, but it's really a national sport. We're trying to have a playoff. We're trying to find a national champion. So I think we have to let go a little bit, or a lot, of some of the old ideas of what a conference was, of what your schedule was. But I don't think it means that college football's dead. I don't think it means Saturdays won't be fun, but I just think we all have to realize what's going to be different.
Doug LeMaurice joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. With that said, though, Doug, is UCLA, is USC joining the Big Ten, okay, opportunity to bring in two great schools? Or is it, here's an opportunity to start the floodgates and turn this into a 22-team super conference, bringing in other teams out of the Pac-12, maybe an ACC team, something else in that regard, and this becomes a monstrosity of a conference and the first thing that resembles the absolute nationwide super conference?
That's where I think it's going, and that's not just the wild hair. It's, you know, talking to some people. I think in the end, you're going to have the SEC and the Big Ten as two super conferences. It'll be more about mindset and less about geography, about where you sort of sort yourself into one of those two leagues. I just don't think we're going to see a world where the ACC or remnants of the Big 12 and Pac-12 will be able to sustain on the same level. So I do think if Texas-Oklahoma was step one, then USC-UCLA is step two, and then I would imagine at some point, and I would say in the next couple years, Notre Dame, Clemson, Miami, Florida State, Oregon, Washington, the big players will sort themselves into one of the two big conferences, and then that'll kind of be what we do. And it's going to be a little bit like AFC-NFC in the NFL, and those will be the two conferences, and their champs will play for the national title, and it'll be different. But is that terrible? No, I don't think it's terrible. No. And if you're a Big Ten fan, you know that one of those two leagues is going to be centered on the Midwest, with people joining this league rather than the Big Ten being split up. That's pretty fortuitous.
And geography now a non-factor?
Well, it's just one of those, I think we have to think differently about what a conference is. Because if you have 20 teams in a conference, or 22, or even 16, you're not going to play everybody. So what is your conference? Well, it's basically a TV package, right? And then you make rules together. But it's not really about who you play, because you can't play everybody.
Right.
So then you'll probably have divisions, and then your division will be more like your old conference was. It's just that your TV package is bigger when you go sell that and you make more money. But does it mean that Ohio State's going to be playing Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA every year and not playing Michigan State and Penn State and Minnesota and Illinois? No, I don't think it means that. I just think when we say conference, it won't mean what we think of right now when we say conference. It's really just a TV package, honestly, right? I mean, that's what it is. You're just selling it.
True.
And I asked at the news conference today, why can't it just be football? I mean, I did ask about why are the soccer players and the tennis players and the swimmers, why do they have to fly to California now for a Tuesday event, you know, for a Tuesday game? And, you know, they said, well, we'll work out the logistics. But, again, it's a football money move, so I'm not exactly sure why everything has to go, but that's where they are right now.
He is Doug LaMorisa, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer. He's also the host of the College Football Survivor Show and Buckeye Talk podcast as well. So give those a listen. And of course, he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Doug, that's right where I was going to go next. Is if we look into the crystal ball and see the future 5 years down the road, is there a chance that we have a football conference and we have a standard regional conference that takes place with all of these? Because exactly what you said makes sense. Why in the world would USC, for a women's basketball game on a Tuesday night, want to have to fly across the country to play a Big Ten game and their closest opponent is Nebraska? So that's a two-hour flight. I mean, at some point, like,
you've got to get to geography class the next day, Doug, right?
Exactly. Like, at some point, you are an institution of higher learning, and I know that football and basketball and all of that stuff run a lot of these different things, and we could get into all that nonsense at a different point, but at some point, it's just silly when you're going, okay, I have a tennis match at Penn State, so come on, UCLA kids, get on the plane. Like, it's just silly.
No, I mean, that's what I asked about, when one of the answers was, well, you can study on planes. And it's like, okay, I guess you can study on long flights. So that's one of the things. And, you know, the whole world is a little more virtual than it used to be. The pandemic forced us into that, and a lot of that is staying. So online classes and that kind of thing. But, yes, and I do think – but I asked Gene Smith, why couldn't this just be football now? And he said, well, if you're UCLA and USC and you come to the Big Ten for football, where do your other sports play? Because the Pac-12 is not going to let football leave and then let you say, yeah, no, you can swim with us, right?
Right?
So the way the sport is moving now, it's whole hog. It's everything moves. You would have to make a decision where everybody decides to break off football, and then you could fall back into more geographic things with all your other sports, but they're not there yet. Gene Smith said, maybe we do get there. I think they should get there. I think football should break off from everything. Why football has to then affect every other aspect of college athletics and college life is crazy to me, right? Let it fund everything, but don't drag everything along. But that's not where they are. For now, they're dragging everything else. So that's the next step. But then you know, now USC and UCLA, hey, can we be back in the Pac-12? What, I don't know how that works out. I hope they get there, but that, I think, is further down the line where football sort of breaks off as its own thing.
Yeah, it's funny, Doug, because we all know football is the tail that wags the dog. Everybody knows that.
And yet, funds the dog.
And
yeah.
funds the dog.
Buys
and,
the dog food.
And yet they don't want to admit that by breaking right. it away, which is it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and I mean, if there was any kind of overarching governing structure in college athletics that anybody listened to, maybe you could figure this stuff out. So, I mean, it is it's terrible. I mean, the decision-making processes are ridiculous, right? We had the alliance where the Big 12, or the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the ACC were going to all work together, and now here a year later, you know, the Big Ten took the Pac-12's two best teams. So, like that. You know, there's no honor among thieves, and everybody's out for themselves, and there's nobody in charge, and this is what you get. So the thing I think everybody has to realize is we're in the midst of it. We're in the middle of the tornado, and we don't know where everything's going to land when the wind stops blowing. But I just don't think, oh, my gosh, the Big Ten for the next decade is going to be 14 schools in the Midwest and the East and two on the West Coast. That's not the long-term vision. This is just what it is for now.
Does this shoot college football playoff expansion in the foot?
I mean, like, one of the things is, like, to me, if you wind up with two super conferences, then you kind of sort of let those conferences sort out their champ and then just say the champs play. Why do you need a committee in a room figuring out who's the sixth seed? You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, the Big Ten, they have 20 teams. They can have their top eight teams make their own version of, you know what I mean? Like, I do think we'll end up thinking about the playoff differently, right? So is it a committee? Is it a playoff in the way we think of it? There will be, I think, multiple postseason games with multiple teams entering a postseason with a chance to win a title, but I'm not so sure long-term it's going to look like it does now with 13 people flying to Grapevine, Texas to look at stats together.
Doug Lemerice is joining us, plaindealerincleveland.com. Let's go to the East Coast right now, where we've had some hearings in Delaware. And if rumblings coming out of there yesterday, or rumblings by national media folks, Doug, are to be held with some truth here, man, they're starting to think that there may not be the penalties involved here that everybody has thought all along for maybe a year and a half with Deshaun Watson. Do you get that vibe out of this?
I'm bad on vibes. I mean, I don't think this has quite gone as the Browns expected. And so I still think anything could happen. I mean, I feel like, you know, you make a prediction and we're all going to be wrong. But I think if people thought they had an exact handle on it when he got here, I just don't think that you did. So I have no feel for it. Do you guys feel like you have a feel for it?
None.
Or are we all grasping at straws?
None. Everything except settling 20 cases has been speculation in this thing, has it not?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's one of those things, well, we can't talk about it because of this for the legal process. You would hope that, like, you know, once the stuff get settled and, you know, if there's not money on the line anymore, then maybe you get closer, you know, to someone giving their side of things. But again, it's just, I think I'm speaking for fans here because it's not about me. It's about what people who love the Browns think about. It's just been, it's hard to be excited. There's so many things to be excited about with Denzel Ward signing and what Myles Garrett's going to do and Clowney signing back. And it's just this thing hovering over it all has just punched a hole in the offseason to me that it's harder for me to wrap around my head around the roster and what they might do, because all we think about is this, and the Browns chose to do that to everybody.
You can't have a conversation about the Cleveland Browns without talking about the quarterback position. And that's not only like the mantra since 1999 and should probably be hanging on the Welcome to Cleveland sign, but like, this year, more than anything else, it just all continuously comes back to, well, who's going to be quarterback? Is it Jacoby Brissett? Is it Deshaun Watson? Is it the, you know, the specter of Baker Mayfield hanging over everything that's taking place here? It just, I'm with you. I just want closure. And that's where I sit on this whole thing. If it's a year, it's a year. If it's six games, I want six games, whatever. I just want closure, and I think the Browns are thinking the same exact way, Doug, of just give me closure. And so I ask you of this, when closure happens of this, will Baker Mayfield still be on the roster, or is he going to be playing for somebody else?
I think somebody else. I just don't. I can't even wrap my head around what that would look like. So at some point, like he can't play for them. You can't put him on the field. He can't be in the locker room. Like it's just, It maybe with another player, you know, another guy who kind of went it, but all the good of Baker, this is the other part of Baker. Like Baker, I've always said, like Baker takes it personally. That's what Cleveland loved about Baker. He took it personally. He took on this mantle. I'm going to lead Cleveland out of the doldrums, and I want this, you know, and love me or hate me, we're going to do this together. And then, like, so you can't just have it be business. So if it was just business, well, you know, this, and if you do this and you can play and then you can earn your next contract. But it's not with Baker Mayfield. It's never been just business, which is part of the good. But it also means there's no way. There's no way that he could play another snap for the Browns. It's just inconceivable to me.
I agree. And yet, as long as he's under contract, I'm going to think, what you said, Doug. Oh, my God, what would this look like? So unless some trade happens, I'm just so curious to see what happens here in this offseason. It's going to be nuts. Bottom line, I think they need a quarterback. Whether it's Deshaun Watson, if he's not, you know, if he's suspended, you better go get somebody else.
Would they almost be better off losing with somebody else than like winning with Baker Mayfield? What would that even look like? Deshaun suspended
right.
The whole year. Baker Mayfield leads the Browns to a 13-4 record. Now what?
Now what? That's
it would
great.
Just, you know, it would be the old Western of the sheriff coming in and cleaning everything up and then just going right off into the sunset as everybody's wanting him to come back.
Thank goodness.
So it might just be easier to go 5-12 with Jacoby Brissett and then get ready for 2023, right? I cannot fathom it.
Well, I can't wait to have you back on when he's going to roll somebody out as a starter. So, Doug, thank you very much.
If you get down to it, you just trade him for Garoppolo straight up, right? Somebody else like him, but not him.
Even Darnold. So either way. Doug, have a great weekend. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, guys. See
Doug LaMaurice, sports writer, cleveland.com. You name it, Doug's covered
it. He's the best.
And it's great to have him with us right here on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.